Timothée Chalamet.
Oh, how did we not talk about this yet?
I knew you would know what I was talking about.
Of course.
Have you seen those fucking edits on TikTok?
No, but I've heard about them.
Okay.
Will you explain? Because
I ran across a few of them. I am going to lose my mind. So, you know that song that goes, do you remember the rain? I don't know what it's from or what it's called, which is bad. However, they essentially just take two contrasting photos. And this is a trend that's been going on for a while. But now it's become a trend to use two contrasting photos of Timothée Chalamet for this challenge. So for the first picture, it's, can you remember? And then the second one is, the rain. And it's supposed to be like, you know, like a better time or like a better, you know, version of someone or a hotter version of someone, whatever, whatever. And they're literally putting photos of him now with photos of him a few years ago where he looks emaciated.
Oh my God.
And I mean, he's gained maybe 5 pounds. Maybe.
That's maybe wild. I just saw one of the side-by-sides.
Abby, it is garbage. I've been looking at it and I'm literally like, to me, he looks way better now.
Oh, agreed.
Like I was never into his like emaciated fucking thing. I was like, that guy looks nuts. Which, not that it's bad to look like that. However, for me, no. But I'm just like, can we take the brain rot down a notch?
Literally.
Can we chill out?
It's just like he got reverse buckle fat removal and you guys are all freaking yes. out. If he'd got buckle fat removal, you also would be mad. So
yes, this man has gone from being a teenager to an adult
yeah.
and has gained maybe 10 pounds. Maybe.
Though I just, okay. The way people are so entitled to being attracted to someone, it's like, what yep. the fuck? The images of him when he was skinnier still exist, and you were never going to meet him anyway. Like,
exactly.
Deal.
You don't
None
know
of
him.
Your business.
None of your business. And also, he looks better now. Fuck off.
He literally does. So.
He literally does. Listen, I never got the Timothée Chalamet thing back in the day. I was like, no, like he looks like a Victorian child.
Literally, yeah.
And then like now, not that I'm attracted to him, but like, I'm like, okay. Like, okay,
yeah,
he's a good-looking dude. And I'm just like, and that's obviously, you know, to each their own. However, like, he looks happier now to me.
Yeah. I don't think I'm usually very attracted to people who, well, I mean, he just looks so young. I felt like he was too young for me even though he's older than me. So, like,
yep.
He just looked too, sometimes when someone's really, really, really skinny, it makes me feel like they look young. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. And like he, just all the pictures that they're showing, he looks super like fucking depressed and somber as hell.
Yeah.
And I'm like, guys, and like the photos of him now, like he's smiling, like his skin looks great. He's kind of glowing. And I'm like, do we hate it when people are happy, folks?
Literally. No, that's why they were attracted to him, because he was sad. And like, listen, I get it. I have been known to be attracted to sad men. But like,
he looks happy and healthy. And I'm like, are you for real, like, making a negative contrast right now?
I'm going to be such a bitch here, but maybe it's because we're not attracted to him that we're saying this. Because if you are attracted to him and you have him in your mind as this like object of your like romantic fantasies, like maybe your fantasy is that he's sad, but I can make him better. Not like he's a happy and successful millionaire celebrity who's dating Kylie Jenner, you know?
So it kind of breaks their fantasy.
That's what I think.
That might be true.
Because I think sometimes what attracts us to people is the combo of feeling like they're out of your league, but also they like are in your league or need you in some way.
Like, yes.
Yeah. Or like there's something about it that's like, oh, it's realistic. It could work. Or like in some, you know what I mean? So it's like
right.
when you see somebody who's like obviously rich and famous, obviously conventionally attractive, but it's like there's something about him that just seems a little bit sad. It's like, Ooh, yeah. There's intrigue there. Like, I could be like, the missing piece.
Yeah, exactly. Me, random person, user 113 could be the reason.
We're just writing Wattpad fanfic now.
Yep.
Yeah.
I just, when I first came across one of those posts, I was literally like, what is going on? Like, I had to put my phone down. I was like, whoa. Do you remember the rain? Timothy Chalamet? I'm so confused. Because usually what people do is they compare someone who's, like, elderly with, like, when they were in their 20s.
Right.
Or something like that. Which still is rude to me. Yeah. However, I'm just like, okay, where did this come from? This makes no sense.
I feel like do it with yourself, but, like, to do it with someone else feels just a little bit shitty.
Absolutely. Like, they're always doing it with celebrities and shit, and I'm like, can we leave them alone? Because if I were one of these people and I saw this, I'd be like, okay, I'm gonna cry.
Yeah, exactly. This was a preview of our winter catch-up bonus episode. To find the full episode, you can go to patreon.com/morethantracyt, and it's on our quirky best friend tier, which is $3 per month. As always, be sure to rate, review, subscribe, podcast, and follow us on social media at morethantracyt. See you next week.